Simin Kuf Yud Aleph Mem Tes and Agdamot Simin Nun Ches Beis Roshim. Kuf Yud Aleph Din Tzmichas Gula L'Tfila. The Mechaber says Tzorach Lismaich Gula L'Tfila V'le Yafsik B'neim Afilu B'Omei Nachragal Yisrael V'loi B'Shum Pasik Chutz Mi Hashem Tzotei Tiftoch. The Mishnah Berurah says that Dafka by Shachris and Mariv, they're supposed to be Matzah Gula L'Tfila. That's when you have to be makbeh not to say any other psukim besides Hashem Tzotei Tiftoch. However, by Mincha Mosif, you can say other psukim. Why? Because that's only before Hashem Tzotei Tiftoch. After Hashem Tzotei Tiftoch, it's already considered as Chola to Shmoy Nasrei, and therefore, you're not supposed to say anything else. Mitzad Sheni, the Bir Halacha says at the end of the Simin that if a person forgets Hashem Tzotei Tiftoch, then he doesn't have to go back. Even though it's considered Ketzvila Arichta, however, it's only Ketzvila Richta that it's not considered a hefsik v'negea to the Geula and the Tvila. However, it's not mamash a chilek of the Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore, if somebody forgets it, then one does not have to go back. Ramesh actually, in his Truva, he downs on this. He's actually mitzad that maybe you should have to go back, but he's not sure why it's so pashut the Mishnah Berurah that you don't have to. However, the way that the Mishnah Berurah is machlit that you don't have to go back, l'chor it's mavur that it's not a chiluk of Shmoneh Esrei, it's not a chiluk of Shmoneh Esrei. So why is the Mishnah Berurah saying at the beginning that if he's ready to say Hashem Tzotei Tiftoch, you can't say anything afterwards? L'chor it's not a chiluk of Shmoneh Esrei. Well, Kimir, it's not a stiro, because even though it's the haschol of Shmoneh Esrei, but it's not a chiluk which is integral that if you miss it, that you would have to go back. For example, it's like the middle of a bracha. Let's say somebody forgets Hakela Godal Gibor Vaner in the first bracha. But Pashtas, he doesn't have to go back. As long as he said the Iker of the Bracha, then he doesn't have to go back in any Bracha, Batsim. The Meila, so too with Hashem Tzotei Tiftoch. Even though it could be that we reckon it as a Chilek of the Shmoneh Esrei, however, it's not a Chilek which is Mamish Shmoneh Esrei, that if you forget it, you would have to go back. However, it is considered Aschala. The Meila, the question that we asked, what happens if Mincha, you started Hashem Tzotei Tiftoch, and then you realize it didn't say Kishem Hashem Ekro, the pashas is you would not go back. You would not say Kishem Hashem Ekro to start again. You'd already considered as if you started Shmoneh Esrei. Now, what happens if a person in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei realizes that he has to go back to the beginning? Mashav Aruch Amarid Agoshem. He forgot to say Mashav Aruch. He said Mashav Aruch in the summer. And he has to go back to the beginning. So what's the halacha? Does he have to say Hashem Tzotei Tiftoch? Is that considered a chiluk of the Shmoneh Esrei that he has to say it or not? So Mishnah Berurah says in Simin Kuf Yud Aleph, it's actually, he quotes the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva is actually quoting the Mefurish Ritzvah in Tainus Daf Gimel. It says Mefurish that you do not have to go back. One does not have to go back. If a person has to be Chorizu L'Reisha Tzvila, he does not have to go back. However, Ramesha says in the Siddur of Sadia Goin, it says that if a person has to say Shmoneh Esrei again, then he does go back to Hashem Tzotei Tiftoch. It says, however, it's not as serious as Ramesha. The Ritzvah is talking about Zichr, the Ritzvah head of Sadia Goin Siddur, he says. And therefore, it's not a stira. The Ritz was talking about where in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you have to go back, but you didn't finish Shmoneh Esrei. So it's kilas if you're still in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Therefore, you go back to the beginning, you don't have to say Shem Tzotei Tiftoch. Masha'inkein, if the guy already finished, and then he realized, oivei, I forgot Yalav Yavai, in such a case, in a Hanami, you would have to go back to Hashem Tzotei Tiftoch and start all the way from the beginning. The Ramah says, the Rama says that there are those that say that says, first of all, it's Mutter Lanis Amen after Gal Yisrael. He says it's better than Kaddish Ukadush and Shaykh to the Bracha. V'chein Noegin, says Rama. And he says there are those that say you don't have to be Semech Gula Tvila on Shabbos. However, Toiv Lachmir Loiv Mokh Mishatzerich. Now, with regard to Lamaisa, how do we pass him with answering Amen? So Mishnah Berurah is Mitzayin to what he says in Simen Samach Vav. There he gives you two eitzes of what to do to get out of the question Bechlal of saying, of the need to say Amen after Gal Yisrael. He says the first eitzah is, end together with the Chazan. That way, any bracha that you end together with the Chazan, you're not mechuyif to say Amen. And therefore, you won't get into the Shaila Bechlal whether or not you have to say Amen. Now the shaila is that we saw already beforehand. We said this when it gets to Shemir Ama Yisrael Ad at night. That if a person a bracha, the Mishnah Berurah says in Simen Nun Aleph, Sif Katan Gimel, that a bracha, even though a person doesn't answer Amen Acher Berachas Atzmai, however, the type of bracha that there are those that hold you're supposed to say Amen Acher Berachas Atzmai, the Hainu at the end of a bunch of brachas, for example, Shemar Mar Yisrael La'ad, or Uvenei Yerushalayim, there are shitas that hold that you're supposed to say Amen Achavir Chazatzmai. There you could rely on the shitas that say that you're supposed to say Amen, and if you end the bracha together with somebody else, if you're both saying the same bracha, then you could answer Amen Achavir Chazavir, which is really Achavir Chazatzmai. If that's the case, what did the Mishnah Berurah gain by saying that you should end Gal Yisrael together with the Chazan? Once Gal Yisrael is like Shemar Amo Yisrael Ad, it's the end of three brachas of the Brichas Kriya Shema in the morning, one should have to say Amen in such a case. So the truth is, Levush Yisrael is already ma'ir this, and therefore, it's mashma that he goes with the second tzad, the second etza. L'chor v'dasa Mishnah Berurah, he could be medayik, the Mishnah Berurah says, Einu Yichayev Lanis Amen. In such a case, you're not chayev to be Lanis Amen. The Magen Avraham says the same thing. And really, the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah says, in Nun Aleph Gimel, Gimel, talking about that you're allowed to answer Amen, he says, Yesh Lismaich, on those that hold it, you can always answer Amen to answer Amen. But not that you're mechuyev to. Generally, when you hear a bracha, you're mechuyev to answer Amen. However, in such a case, you're not mechuyev to. You don't have to answer Amen, and therefore, get out of the suffix of whether or not you have to answer Amen by answering together, finishing together at the same time as the chazan. Then you're not mechuyev to answer Amen. You could, but you're not mechuyev to, and therefore, it's better not to in such a case. That's the first etzah that the Mishnah Berurah gives. The second etzah the Mishnah Berurah gives is to start a little bit before the shatz. Start Shemini Esrei a little bit before the shatz. This is the etzah that's also given in Igiyat Shema to get out of the issue of Shema. We'll see that soon. Mitzvah Shema Daf Yud Aleph. Whether or not you're allowed to be mafsik between Haboich Rabbam Yisrael Be'ava and Shema. So too in Igiyat Smichas Gula Tvila, if you start Shemini Esrei a little bit before the shatz, Dainu Apasik Hashem Svasai, the Bezeha Ma'at Vade Lek Kpeida, the Ein Nikr Klal Haktamasai. There's no Kpeida, it's not Nikr. What does that mean? Klafi, what is he talking about that there's no kpeda? It's not nikr. Mashmoy says, L'chor, he's talking about, but he gets the tefillah b'tzibur. You're supposed to start together with the tzibur. If you start a little bit before in the Shem Svasai, it's not nikr, it's not a problem. The Mashmoy is L'chor from this Mishnah Berurah is that you're supposed to daven Shemar Nasai tefillah b'tzibur, but ikr is to start exactly at the same time as the tzibur. That is tefillah b'tzibur. We'll see him with Hashem when he gets to the Hilchos tefillah b'tzibur. There he says, the Mishnah Berurah says, there are people that are toya, and they think that the ikr Chelak of Tfilah B'Tzibur is Kaddish and Kedusha. He says the Iker Chelak of Tfilah B'Tzibur is the Damit Shemayna Esrei together. Now what does that mean to Damit Shemayna Esrei together? According to this Mishnah Berurah, it means the Mamash start together at the exact same time. Now this tiny little bit of Hashem Svasai in Echanami is Taka, not Nikr. But Lechatchila, one should really be starting, 10 people should be starting exactly at the same time. Not even just the same, the first bracha that you say when you get the Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Iker, Lechor, is from this Mishnah Berurah's Mashma that should be Mamish at the same time. We'll get to Tefillah B'Tzibur and to Rechon, Mir Tashem, what is still considered Tefillah B'Tzibur if you don't start at the same time, Be'ezor Hashem will see Mehemshach. What's Lemaisa? So the truth is that Call Mokim Shah Aloha Refevasi Biotho, Pukhazia Mayavadabar, Yushami says, anytime they have a topic with Aloha is go see other Ilum's Noeg. Now there are many people that are Noeg that the Chazan does not finish off the bracha Gal Yisrael. Baruch Ato Hashem Gal, and then he's quiet. He doesn't end off the bracha. The Shaila is, where does that come from, Bechlal? So the Dirashu Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Chassan Sofer that he was Noeg to, he brings down such an Eitzah. I saw in Das Neita from Chaim Kinevsky that the Hago on the bottom, Hago 137 on the bottom, when he gets the tefillah, he's marich when he gets to this, and he said he heard from Yechiel Michal Feinstein that in everywhere in Lita that was the minig of Mokin. In Lita everybody was naik to end off quietly. That was the minig. He says also over there that by the Chazanish also they ended off quietly. That was a minig. Lamait said is another minig. It's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah does not bring down such a minig. There are those Paiskis Ma'aneinu, Shmuel Zalman, Shmuel Vosner, that they were ma'ir that lachur, it's maybe not covered for the bracha to end off, even though you're not saying the entire bracha out loud, the whole beginning of the bracha you don't say out loud, but the last, the chasima of Baruch Atah Hashem, you shouldn't stop in the middle of the bracha and not be gomer the bracha out loud. Lamaisa, there are people that do all three of them. The people that end off Gaal and they don't say Yisrael. The people that are Dafka, Gaal, Yisrael, as loud as they possibly could. And then there's the people that, in Echanami, everybody together, they all end Gaal, Yisrael. What should you do, Lamaisa? I asked that question to Berkowitz. He says, if you're the Shatz, I said, if you're the Shatz, what should you do? He said, if your minion is one that everybody ends together, in Echanami, you should say Gal Yisrael. However, if that's not the case, which you can't always really know, especially if you're davening shtibluch, then just end off Gaal without ending off Yisrael. If you're the Kal, what should you do? Should you answer Amen? So you should do one of the Eitzes. You're not in charge, you're not running the show if you're the part of the Kal. However, you have one of the Eitzes of the Mishnah Berurah, either to end off together with the Chazan, or to start a little bit beforehand. Both of those get out of the problem. Now, what happens if you finish the bracha Gal Yisrael and you didn't start a Shem Sazet Tiftoch and you heard the Chazan say Gal Yisrael? What should you do in that case? There says the Ramah, we should say Amen V'chein Aminu. However, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan says Ein Zeh Minogenu. That's not our minug. And Mamela, the truth is you're good either way. But Kimdumani, I don't think most people belt out Amen on Gal Yisrael. Maybe they're just too embarrassed to. I think most people talk that don't answer Amen, they answer quietly. L'chur, you have an Eitzah. Either way, you have what to be Seimuchon. And L'chur, according to Ramah, would come out that way. But Kimdumani, the meaning is talk like the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Olam does not say Amen.
I think most people, because the Chazan doesn't finish Shabbat, think that you're not supposed to answer Amen. So when he does finish Shabbat, they don't answer Amen because they think they're not supposed to.
Could be. It could very well be. Could be.
But isn't it a problem not to answer Amen?
Is it a problem not to answer Amen?
Yeah.
No, because according to the Mechaber, says it's also to do the Smith's Mulan Tfilah. So you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to be Masik in such a case. You're in the Chiv. What's with Smith's Mulan Tfilah on Shabbos? Or you're Mechoyi Tfilah Mulan Tfilah on Shabbos? The Bir Halacha brings down that Rekiva Eger is Mestapik, whether or not you have to be Masik Mulan Tfilah on Shabbos. You come in late. Somebody comes in late on Shabbos morning to Shachris, and they're already holding by Birchas Kriyas Shema. So you want to kick in, you'll skip the whole, you know, you're supposed to say Baruch Shem Asher Yishtabach Nishmas, and by the time you're ready, the Olam is already holding by the end of Ezras, and you want to kick in the Shemoneh Esrei together with them. Says Rav Kiva Eger, L'chur, he's Mestapik, maybe on Shabbos, you would be allowed to do that. The same that we find B'negiyah to Mariv, that we're not so much when the Chatchila is supposed to be Masmur Gula Tzvila, but Mokum HaTzurich, the Tzvila B'Tzibur, takes precedence by Marav, so to by Shabbos, it's a Machleik is a Paisim, whether or not you have to be Masmich. The same with that by Marav, it's a Machleik is a Paisim, whether or not you have to be Masmich. B'Mela, it should take, Tzvila B'Tzibur should take precedence. Now, the Bir Halacha brings down Kiva Eger as being the Sapik, which is how some Maduras have it, that he blabs B'Tzorachin at the end. My Shulchan Aruch and other Shulchan Aruchs also bring down Kiva Eger without the Tzorachin at the end. Zakanat, it sounds like the Pashtus is that he names on that it's a taka like Marif, and he would not have to Masul Gula Tzvila. The Mais, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Bir Halacha is Machriya not that way. He says, the Shagas Aryeh, he says that each Shabbos you have to be Masul Gula Tzvila like the Beis Yosef says. There's no difference between Shabbos and Chol. And Memela, that's where he wants to go Halacha the Maisa. Now it's interesting that it could be that it's L'tamai Wazli. The Shagas Aryeh, one of the two rais that the Shagas Aryeh brings, that you're allowed to bring, that you have to be Masul Gula Tzvila on Shabbos, is from the Rosh. The Rosh asks, how could it be that Rav davened Erev Shabbos? How was he allowed to daven Shal Shabbos on Erev Shabbos? L'chura, you have to be Masach Gula L'Tvila. It says, Elamai, Yutaka, and you can't be Masach Gula L'Tvila because you can't be Yotzei Kriyas Shema then. Azei Frek the Rosh. Vice versa, you don't have to be Masach Gula L'Tvila at night. Now the question is, L'chura was talking about Shabbos. On Shabbos, you don't have to be Masach Gula L'Tvila B'chlal. Vayistari, says the Shagatari, we see from the Rosh's question that he asked, how was Rav able to daven on Erev Shabbos early? L'chur, he's not being Masmach Gula L'Tvila because he's not being Yitzhak Yishma. Vayistari said on Shabbos, he had to be Masmach Gula L'Tvila. Now, L'chur, the Ramah, the Shittosim, you can tell now, the Ramah says there's a chilek between Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos, you don't have to be Masmach Gula L'Tvila, says Darki Marishan. Yontif, yes. Why? What's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif? Yontif Be'etzem is a Yom Chul. It's not a Yom which is Shabbos, it's a Yom which is a Yom Tzara. And therefore, I got it today. Punkt is not a Yom Tzara because they were Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. This day became a Yom which is Kaddish. Shabbos is Kavu Vekaimi. It's every week is the same thing. It's Be'etzem, a Yom which is not a Yom Tzara. Yom Tzif is not a Be'etzem Yom which is Yom Tzara. Now, therefore, since it's Be'etzem Yom Tzara, and Yom Tzif, you have to Masach Gula Tzvila. Now, let's say somebody's Mekabel Shabbos early. So it's still Yom. Is that a Yom Tzara or not? If you're not davening after Shabbos, after your Makabal Shabbos, after Tzitzik Echavim, so it's still during the day, then you could say that according to the Ramah, Tzitzik is still considered Yom Tzara. And Memeli, you'd have to be Masul Gula Tzvila. Even though L'chor is a catch 22, Mamanav Shachav, you're making it Shabbos, then L'chor is already Shabbos, but it's Bizman Be'etzem, is a Yom Tzar. It doesn't have to be Shabbos. And therefore, this man, this is only your Shabbos. That's why it's Zemet Yontif. Something which is Shabbos be'etzem after Tzitzik Rav in a Hanami. You can't tell him that. But something which is only Shabbos because you were Maktim and you were Makabal Shabbos in a Hanami. It's Zemet Yontif. You made a Shabbos. You made a Shabbos in a Hanami. That's in Lamdis. But in a Hanami, the Mishnah Berurah Lamai says Machriya not that way. He says that you shouldn't, it's better to daven be Yechidus and to be Mas Magula Tvila on Shabbos than to be get Tvila B'tzibar not Mas Magula Tvila. However, he says Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu, these things that even during the week it's not so posh. Daven Oizer says that even during the week one should be Mafsik for them. Certainly you should be Mafsik for on Shabbos. And Lachurro, according to the same Cheshvin, Amen of Gal Yisrael. Amen of Gal Yisrael for sure on Shabbos, belt it out. Amen, because that's a Kavach Omer. Because even during the week, the Mishnah Berurah is Metzadeh that Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu, you don't say. Amen, you do say. Certainly, if you hold the Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu, you do say on Shabbos. Certainly, Amen of Gal Yisrael, you would say on Shabbos. So even if your meaning is not to say, you should belt it out, and then three or four people come over to you after davening, and you'll make the cheshmer for them, and you wonder what to say.
Should the Chazan of Gal Yisrael not land on Shabbos?
That much of Machos is not connected. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis, the Mechaber Paskins, Achazin Kishamasol Yud Ches Bekol Rom, Chayz Verim Hashem Tzosei, Tiftoch, Ufi Yagin. The Chazin, when he goes back to start, Chazor HaSashat, he says Hashem Tzosei, Tiftoch. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham that Lechatchila one should say quietly. Now, he doesn't say why. He quotes the Arizal, maybe it's Al-Pi Kabbalah, but Lachur al piderach apshat. The reason is because chazaras hashat is to be moitzi aravim b'dei chayvasim. You only have to be moitzi them with the brachis. You don't have to moitzi them with your bakasha before into the Ribbono Shel Olam that you should be able to be svasai tiftoch. Memela, there's no reason to say it out loud. You're not being moitzi with them with that, and therefore it's only the brachis. Hashem svasai tiftoch does not have to be allowed. Rabbi Eli Bleeman says something very nice also. I just want to be moitzi. He says that the Rabbeinu Yonah says that Hashem svasai tiftoch is David Amela said it. He says that you should be mekabel my tefilos. There's no karbonis by amazed. Be mekabel my tefilos, but mekabel the carbon because no. If that's the case, then the chara shamsas tiftach one shouldn't say aloud because chotzef alai man de mefarat chete. The Gemara says one shouldn't say the chatoim aloud. It shows that he's not being mizbayish from his chatoim. If he's mefarat them, but even the chara to say that he was chote aloud to say because baruch hu be meichel me from my amazed. The chara is not kedai to say out loud. The Mr. Berurah brings down another halacha. Kasa b'prima godim. Nashat ein rishay lahafnik la'achar shespal balachash. Rak l'gdvar mitzvah k'gain lanes min yishmei rabba v'chadayimah v'dvar shus nira d'loy. He brings down a prima godim. This is maybe one of the halachas that is not so well known by people. And that is that the shat, after he finishes the tefilas lachash, should not be mafsik before chazaras hashat. Unless it's for a dvar mitzvah. L'chari he can learn also, maybe he shouldn't learn out loud. Learn with his eyes. Chered Var Mitzvah could be that Tehillim is also maybe okay. Not exactly clear. From the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like if you're Mechuyif to say Amen Yeshmei Rabba, then you say Yeshmei Rabba. What's the reason why? What's the reason why you shouldn't be able to be Mastik? So Prima Gadam Taka doesn't say. The Yaivitz in Mark Tzio, he says that the reason why it's a suffix because there's a shayla whether or not he's trying to be Masmich the second Tefillah to the original Geula. Maybe it's a hemshech really, and really you want to be masmichet. The second tefillah is also going to be nismach to the original geula. Maybe you shouldn't be masmich in between. It sounds like al derech, the rush said that at night we're not masmich geula tefillah. Why? Because we say yireinenu. However, don't be masmich in anything else. You don't have to be masmich. In other words, he's masking that we're not being masmich geula tefillah because we're saying yireinenu, but. That's how they're masaking him. Don't be mafsik in anything more than you have to be mafsik. I mean, the same thing over here. You're right, you said the entire Shemayin Esrei, so you're not really being masmich. But don't be mafsik in anything else than you have to be mafsik. If it's an Echanami, if it's a Makom HaTzerich, it's a Makom Shom Mitzvah, then one could be mafsik. Now, according to this Cheshbon, it's only been a guess, as the Morik Tzi himself, the Yavit Tzim, that this only applies to Shachris and Marif. However, to Mincha Musaf, when either way you're not being masmich the second tefillah to Geula, then in a Chanami there would be no problem to be masmich after tefillas lachas before Chazar Sashat. Now, Bichlal, what happens if a person says Tishem Hashem Ekro. And, or Kishem. And then he realizes that, Kishem Hashem. I will start with that. Kishem Hashem. And then he realizes that he's holding my chakras. What should he do in such a case? Should he continue Ekro Havogoy Lelokein Hashem Sasi Tiftach? Or should he just kick into Svasai Tiftach? So, I asked Mr. Berkowitz, he said that in a Chacham, you should switch to Hashem Shlosai Tiftach. I saw this also brought down from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And he said the same thing. Even though Rav Chaim said, this is the difference, Rav Chaim said also by Maariv it's not that way. By Maariv, say the whole Kishem Hashem Ekra. Because in a Chacham, you're not Mechuyiv Mikra Edin to be Masmich. Berkowitz said also, in the Chatzchil, if you said Kishem Hashem, then in a Chacham, just kick into Shlosai Tiftach by both of them. Now, if you said Kishem Hashem Ekra, then you're already out of a Terchi Dei Diver. And you already said the ad and you can't kick in the Svatai Tiftach, that's a very good question. What should you do in such a case? L'chura, one shouldn't stop in the middle. He's already out of being Masmach Gila Tevila, he already wasn't. L'chura, he should finish. I didn't see Klar anywhere. What one should do in such a case? But it is, Kishem Hashem, just finish Svatai Tiftach via Gita L'Sefa. The last halacha that the Mechav brings down is Sif Gimel, Im Anshalei Kari Kriyashma, Masa Tiber Mesbalan, Lo Yisbalei Moim, El Kari Kriyashma, Hisbal, the Mitzvah Gula Tevila Odev. It's better to be masmech gula l'tfila than to daven tfila b'tzibur. That's how it comes out. Even though when you get tfilas arvus, it's not that way. And it's better to daven tfila b'tzibur than to be masmech gula l'tfila. By shachris, we say not that way. It's better to be masmech gula l'tfila than tfila b'tzibur. So what happens if the chazan says Gal Yisrael, and then you see that there's only 9 people there? There's not 10 people that are davening. One person is still finishing up. If you hold, you don't have to start with 9 people, so there's only 5 people, you're waiting for the 6th person. I'm not getting into that, but you should have 10 people to help clean up. I am getting to it. The Chatzchila is supposed to have 10 people davening. We'll see, Be'ezer Hashem, when he gets to 6, what to do. That also works with the Chatzchila, 10 people. So now you realize you only have 9 people, you realize you only have 5 people, you don't have a rave of minion. So you're telling me that it's better to be Masal Gula Tzvila than to daven tefillah b'tzibur. So l'chora, you should just keep on going in such a case. However, in this case that you only have to wait b'shtika, you don't actually have to be mafsik b'chlal with dibur, then l'chora would be better to wait. I heard this from Berkowitz. It would be better to wait b'shtika and wait for the tenth person to shtav tefillah b'tzibur. Even though we saw in Rabbeinu Yoina l'chora that for the guy to come out of it's not going to be considered real school. It's real for the guy to get out of the water and get dressed. That's mamash a hefsek, and he's mamash doing other things in between. Here, even though the Mishabura says lechatchila, one should even afilu b'shehiyah ba'alma, you shouldn't wait. But that's not mafkia the smichas gula tefila if you did wait. First of all, it's a chiddush agav. The Mishabura says that it's only smichas gula tefila is teichidei diber. There's other shittas that hold that it's like every other takeif that we find. Takeif the netila bracha it says b'netila sidaim of. Before eating bread, and that's chaf beizama. Hilach kidei chaf beizama. It gives you have more time. The chatchila, the mishabur says, afilu b'shiyu ba'ama, one shouldn't be mafsik. Afilu b'shiyu ba'ama, yesu l'idibur, yesh lizor l'chatchila. That's what he says. But it's not mafkia, the smichas gula tzvila, if you wait a little longer. Bameila, you should wait a little longer, and therefore you'll still have smichas gula tzvila, and you'll also get tefillah b'tzibur.
Even if it's kedei l'gmaras kula?
Not if it's kedei l'gmaras kula. If you're waiting 5 minutes, you should not wait 5 minutes. I don't know what kedei l'gmaras kula is.
But
then you should go and you should not miss man tefillah. What's the story if there are those people that actually wait there also, when you get to, in some places, in Yerushalayim, and in other places, there's a difference between a Netz and Netz and Nira. There's two Shitas, we'll get to Amir Tashem at some point. When do we consider Netz HaChama? Is Netz HaChama when it first comes above the horizon, or it's the first time that the sun could be seen? Which is often, it could be a minute difference between the two. So some people, they want to catch both of them, so they wait till Gal Yisrael, they finish Gal Yisrael by the first Netz, and then they wait the extra minute till they start the Shemoneh Esrei. Now, in other places like Beitar Elit, it could be 15 minutes. This week, last week, it was 12 minutes between the two. There's big mountains on the side. The difference between the Nates and the actual time you could see the sun could be between 12 and 18 minutes. Then you certainly shouldn't wait. Which Nates should you do? Mirat Hashem will get to also. However, L'chur, the better Eitzah is, instead of waiting Mishtika, you should start Hashem Svasei Tiftach. As soon as you finish Gal Yisrael, Terchidei Dibur will start Hashem Svasei Tiftach. And be marach and Hashem Svasei Tiftach as much as you want. Now we don't find that there's any problem. Hashem Tvos hai. Keep on going for as long as you want. I don't know if you should do that for 12 minutes, but if it's for a minute, that's for handling, then in Chanami it's better. That's how he is knowing also. The Maisa to do. That's going to get to Smichas Guva Tvila Simin Kuf Yud Aleph. Simin Memtes. Sheyocho Loimer Kriyash Malbal Peh. Says the Mechaber, Afagav the Kaimel and Dvorm Shbatsavit Arishay Loimer Malpeh. Called over Sharogo Vishogo Vifiakol, Kigan Kriyash Malbir Haskanim, Vipashas Tamar Chayitz Mehen Musir. Now a little bit of background, so we can maybe understand this halacha a little bit more. The Gemara says in Gittin, as the Gemara has the Stira, it says Kosev lechos advar meilu, Kosev lechos advar meilu. You have to write them down. Mitzad Sheni says ki al pi dvarim ha'ile, Kras Hashem mitzvahs. Al pi advarim sounds like that it's bal peh. So is it Kosev or is al peh? Says the Gemara, Haketsa dvarim shebechsav iot arishalim bal peh. Gemara shbal peh iot arishalim kaitz bechsav. The something which is given over bechsav, which lechur bepashnis means Tanakh, then you're not allowed to say it balpeh. And something which is given over balpeh, which is bepashnis, everything else, all terish balpeh, we'll see, maybe it's taken out that way, then you're not allowed to write down bechtav. The shayla is this a din d'oraisa or is this a din d'rabbanan? So lule d'mistafina mina, I would say that it's a machlokes rishonim. Taisus in Temura asks a question. Taisus says if that's the case, then you're not allowed to say things balpeh. So how come we find that we do say a lot of different things about peh? So Taisa says that the only thing that's usher is psuki atur, and not psuki anach, not psuki anach. So the Shittim Gubetz likes too. He says, what's the difference? He says, because that was what was given at the time. If the Torah tells us, then obviously it's referring to what was already written, which was Torah. Nevi'im Ksuvim wasn't already written. Meila, it only applies to Torah. Chamisha Chumshe Torah does not apply to Nevi'im Ksuvim because it wasn't written at the time. Now, if it was only an Asmachta Ba'alma, then Lechura wouldn't make any difference whether or not it was given at the time or wasn't given at the time. It's Mamash Drasha Sakra, then Echnami, it's Daraisa, then we can understand that Zdafka was given at the time. That would be Lechura the Mashmais. The Ram, on the other hand, says Lehed you're not that way. The Ram says that it's only a smachta ba'alma, it's only the Rabbanan, Vehimamu, he says, like we'll see, and therefore it's only the Rabbanan. It could be made on certain cases, like we'll see Behemshah. The Chidon, Rikki Yosef, is Marach when he gets to the Shailo, Lechura, it's Machlokes Rishonim. What's the reason that it's Aser? So we only saw one reason that it's Aser. The Beis Yosef brought down a reason that it's Aser is because you have to be Choshesh for Chaseris v'Yaseris. If you're going to say something about peh, you're not going to be able to know whether or not it's chaser or yeser. You're not going to know if that has an extra vav, mezuzah spesach, or mezuzoi spesach, or it has a vav, it doesn't have a vav. You're not going to be able to darshan it properly. Memela, it has to be written down. You're not supposed to say it out loud. You're not supposed to say it out loud, shalim minachsav. When it's minachsav, then you can see how it's written. You'll be able to darshan it properly as you're saying it. The only thing is, the truth is that it's brought down in the Rishonim. The Ritva says this way in Gittin, Daf Samach Amud Beis, the Ran and Megillah says this. The question is, if that's the case, if that's the reason why it's Aser, then what does it help that Terim that are brought down the Beis Yosef, that the Rishonim say? That if it's Shogur Befiv, then it's not a problem. Or that if you're not being Maitzi Rabbim B'dei Chavasam, then it's not a problem. L'chor, if the Nekuda is that you can't darshan it, so even if it's Shogur Befiv, but it's not Shogur Befiv, I don't think that I could ask anybody here, even though everybody knows Ashrei by heart, I don't know if I could ask anybody here if they know the Chaser Yisrael, or in Shema Yisrael, even though we say it twice a day. I don't know if everybody here can see. So even though it's Shogar B'Piv, but we don't know what the Chaseris in these areas are. Only we found Benegias to Twilin, the Kreitzvei Twilin, Dur Bikim, Migris Garsi, and Echanami, and they're writing it down. They talk and know the Chaseris in these areas. Benegias to everything else, how does it help? Truth is that I found the Chavis Yor. The Chavis Yor that the Mishnah Berurah brings down here, Benegias to Tilim, in Simen Kuf Ayin Hey, he asked the question. He says that the question was asked him, can he say Tilim every day by heart? And he asked this question that L'chura, how does it help you? If the reason is because of Chaseris Yaseris, then what does it help you that it's Shogar B'Fiyakru? As a factor. The Reim asked the other question. The Reim and Simin, not in Simin, it's Simin Reish Tamachet. The Reim and Simin Reish Tamachet, he asked the second question. He says, Ein Litzmoya, Heich Nechalek B'Neitzos Atzmin Leitzos Achirim. Even though we learned it out of a pasuk that it's also to say things by heart. So what's the difference between being moitzi somebody else or not being moitzi somebody else? He says, "Ein elo asmachas ba'alma." This is where he says it's only asmachas ba'alma. Memela Chazal said, "Hey mamru, hey mamru." What does he say? He says, "Mishum she'iman hayinu aymrim dvarim shebaksav al peh." First of all, hayu misyayshim lekaisvam. We would stop writing them down, and what would happen then? Maybe there would be mistakes that happen. Ve'gam lo yhoyu ma'aminim ami ha'aretz kolkach yu aymrim lo yinichtevu ve'chomim aymrim mashem reisim. He says, if they wouldn't be written down, then, you know what the Amaratim would say? Ah, it's not, the Chacham are really just saying whatever they want to say. If it's written in the Torah, so then, Azei Shteit. But if it's not written down, you're just saying things by heart, so Amaratim are going to say, ah, it's the rabbis again, making up the things. Soon, you think it really says it. You think God really cares if you turn on a light, it's only the rabbis. It doesn't make so much of a difference. But if they see that it's written in the Torah, then in the Chanami, it's Mepurish. So he says, if that's the case, so that's dafka. If you're being mitzi rabbi, midei chayvasam. But if you're not being mitzi rabbi, midei chayvasam, you're only talking to yourself, he says, then lo yasli de data kol, it's not a problem. And he says the same thing when he gets to something which is shogu b'fi hakol. Something which is shogu b'fi hakol, so everybody knows it. Amaratim know it also, so they know that it's written. Something which is shogu b'fi hakol, they know that it's written, therefore they know there's no chash that they're going to say that the chachamim are only making it up. Maybe that's the reason also why you're allowed to say it out loud. For those that say that if somebody is laning, you're allowed to say the laning together with him Baal Peh. Why? Because once he's reading Mitei Chaksav, then you also have no problem. Because there's somebody that's reading Mitei Chaksav, Memele Rav Chashash, that they're going to say that it was made up by the Chachamim. Or that would answer a bunch of the Shailas. Now, what's it? Maybe, and there's a Shaila, but again, is the Siddur enough? Is the Siddur not enough? Maybe it has to be Mamash real Torah, it has to be a Tanakh. That's a Friskerov handles that in Tmura. Kimdumani. I think we actually saw brought down from Rabbi Shulam Dovin, Ben Alta Hendel, Shishab, or Fushli, Makar Mamish, that he wanted to say this, not Peter Friskerov. Handles this channel. Lamaisa, interestingly enough, the Torah brings down in Simin Nuntes that the minig used to be, and this was actually brought down, when he gave it to us, in Memtes, was also brought down, the same thing in the Beis Yosef, that the minig used to be that the Chazen used to be Moitzi Rabim Yudei Chayvasam in Birchas Kriyashma. Not everybody would say it. Memela, he would wait by Micha Moicha and by Hashem Yimelech Leilam Vaed. That's why we stop in the middle of the bracha. Why do we stop in the middle? And everybody says Micha Moicha and everybody says Hashem Yimelech Leilam Vaed. What's the upshot that we stop in the middle? The answer is, it's brought down over here in the Beis Yosef, because since it's Psukim, Memela, no one's supposed to be Moitzi somebody else. And therefore the whole Kal said him. Says the Chassam Sofer in the beginning of the Zagoyis on Simen Nuntes, he says that's why also we stop by Kodesh, 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 and Baruch Kved Hashem Im Kaimai. If you always wondered why in the middle, Betzem, if you think about it, we stop at all types of interesting times. It's all one bracha from Yetzer Baruch Hashem until Yetzer Ma'uris. We stop, first of all, we stop at Umakdishim Amalichim Eshem. Why do we stop over there? We stop by Kodesh, 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 we stop by Baruch Kved, we stop by Micha Moicha, we stop by Hashem Yimloich. So, we saw in the Beis Yosef, and that's what the Torah says, we stop by Micha Moicha and Hashem Yimloich, because it's Psukim, they're not supposed to be said, no one's supposed to be made to see somebody else, Yidei Chavasim. Memela, the Kal says it himself. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's the reason why we stop by Kodesh, 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 and Baruch Kavod Hashem Yimkoimai. Says the Chassam Sofer, he says, Avaloi Matzasi, Misha Heir, he doesn't know why, they stop by Magdishim Amlichim, Eshem. What's the purpose that they stop there? So he says, Kimdumani, the reason is because it shouldn't sound like Umagdishim Umamlichim Meis. If you don't stop between the S, then it's Makdish Umamlich Meis. Chas v'chalila, it sounds like we're Makdish Umamlich Meis, the person that died. And that's the Neitzum. That they're Mamlich, the one that was already killed. Memela, he says that it's, we stop Lehedia, that it shouldn't be Chas v'chalila, sound that we're Makdish Umamlich the Meis.
What?
This is Svard. I don't know. Lay it down. The halacha lemaisa. The machaber goes with the tam of shogar b'fi hakol. However, lemaisa Mr. Brura seems to bring down from the Magen Avraham. This is how he seems to go l'halacha, that to be mitzi rabbi yudei chavasam, you should never do that. And even if it's shogar b'fi hakol. Even a shogar b'fi hakol, you shouldn't be yotze. That's what the Magen Avraham brings down from the Bach. It's not exactly clear. Did the Bach mean if it's shogar in his peh and not shogar in everybody else's peh? then you shouldn't be mighty, or even if it's shogun, everybody's pay, you shouldn't be mighty. The steam of the Mishabur is mashma, it doesn't make a difference what the scenario is. If you mighty somebody in Echavasan, then you shouldn't do that. Now, where is this Nageh Elamaisa at the end of the day? It's certainly Nageh, but Nageh to Kriya Sater, you should not say Shlemi Techachtav. However, where is it practically for everybody else? Is Lachor by Vayechulu on Friday night. Vayechulu, you be mighty everybody Kiddush. However, they bring that from Eliyashiv that's not considered Moitzi Rav Yudei Chavosam. It's before the Gemara in Tainus, and it's only when you're being Moitzi the Tzibur. But the people in your house are not considered a Tzibur, and that's considered Yechidim, and therefore that's not a problem. And therefore, Lachor. First Seder, we're more than 10, we're considered Yechidim. So. And that's still considered, Yechidim, and therefore, that's not a problem to be Moitzi. Now it's interesting, therefore Lachur, it's not so Negev, this halacha. The Aruch HaShulchan, he speaks about this, and he says, he brings out the Taisa Yishanim in Yuma, that says, it's only a mitzvah min ha-mubchur, shloi likris baal peh, ve'ein iser badavar. Only a mitzvah min ha-mubchur. He says, at the end of the day, he says, he brings out all the sheets, he says, oh, I wrote for you all the different sheets in Rishenim, and he says, memeila ein lochash kol kach minin zeh, ki yesh lanu amudim gedoylem lismech aleim, v'le yadati al ma sheyesh echmiru bazeh. I don't know why there are those that are machmer, and then he quotes in parentheses the Ayin Magen Avraham Mishari Tshuva. So Lachor is referring to the Magen Avraham the Mishabur is talking about. The Aruch HaShulch Lamaisa seems to say that it's not a problem. I think Lamaisa Bederach Klal, most people are not makpid to say Pesukim out loud, certainly in Droshas and other things. I'm not saying that there's nobody that's not makpid, but most people are not makpid to say Pesukim. Be'etzim, the Isser is even one word, if it's a word of a pasuk, or even one letter possibly, one word. And therefore, people say Pesukim all the time. The only time that would be Negei Lachor would come out if you'd be Meitzer Ami Dei Chavasim, but Tilim in a Chanami is not a problem. Zikdizim is not a problem. Shana is not a problem. All these things, Befrat if you're not being Meitzer Yachir Midei Chavasim, not a problem. What is the halacha which is very Negei from this Simon? That's this Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says, anything that you want to say out loud, you want to say by heart, make sure that it's not something that you could kick into somewhere else. And that could happen all the time. He says you can start in the middle of tilling, you start in the middle of a hurachum of hoidu in the morning, and the next thing you know, you're in the middle of yich voyah Hashem lo'ilam. Or you're in the middle of Shabbos, mizmor shel yom hasharanu tzadikim la'Hashem. As a person told me this past week, he says it never happened to me before him. Because we were talking about it later. This past week, he started off davening shachrit. Oh, I shouldn't say it. But he said he was actually using a scissor, so I don't know. But he was in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma, the first bracha, Masa Bereishis, as he said at the beginning, he started saying, Masa Bereishis at the beginning. And then he went straight into the Masa Bereishis that it says in Kamor Lo'ayim Gidol Gilim Chadzai, Or Chadash Al Siyon Torah. So he skipped out the whole middle of the bracha. Whether he's Yitzhi, whether it's not Yitzhi. But this is something which is extremely common. I heard it from an Adam Gadol, that Imam is a very chashur yid. That he said that he used to daven Pesukim de Zimra by heart, I think. And he said he realized for a while that he was pushing missing like a few good Pesukim. That he just, until he used some leva, a while, he skipped over them because it just glides from one to the next. But mainly this is something that certainly one should be careful about. Every single word from his siddur, and look inside, that's terrific, and then you won't get into the Nisharlis. And Bechlal, what is a person supposed to do if it happens? It's not exactly clear always what he's supposed to do, and he's in the middle, and he doesn't have who to call. What should you do? Bechulu, better not get into the Sharlis in the first place. Simin Nunchet. This is really Akdama. I know the Olam is still holding at the beginning, most people are still holding in the Sif Aleph. I'm only going to be marked in the first Nekuda, the first Magen Avraham. Everybody could pull out their little papers if they have. We'll try to do this as clearly as possible. This is Akdama for all Zmani Hayyim. It's Negev for many, many things. It's Negev for Kriya Shema. It's Negev for Tzvilo. It's Negev for Shabbos. It's Negev for Marv, for Mincho. It's Negev for Matzah Shabbos, for Kabbalah Shabbos. It's Negev for many things in a Yid's life. If we could just have the basics, we'll be able to understand, first of all, what the Machlekes is, and understand what we're supposed to do, L'maisa, Be'ez Hashem Yisbar. There's a stira. We'll start with the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, we know that Zman Kriyas Moshe Shachris is Ad Gimel Shoyis, Yipasim Lekir B'Yeshua. Gimel Shoyis from when? Says the first Magen Avraham, Gimel Shoyis means from Aleis HaShachar. You count the Gimel Shoyis from Aleis HaShachar at the end of the Gimel Shoyis, that is Seif Zman Kriya Shema. So now, let's go through the sugi a little bit and see how it comes out Lamaisa. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that says, it's actually at the top over here of the small page, Shir Ben Hashmashis Bekamo, Amar Rav Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Klosa Rivi Mil. The Gemara says, how long is Ben Hashmashis? 3/4 of a mil. 3/4 of a mil, that is the whole Ben Hashmashis. That means from Shkia till Tzeis HaKechavim, Ben Hashmashis is 3/4 of a mil. How long is a mil? V'chulo, we'll get to Bezer Hashem. Mitzad Sheni, Frek Taisvis, in Shabbos, that the Gemara says, this is actually Rabbi Yehuda's memra, it's just Amarim that are Masber, how long it is. Kol Zman Shepri Mizach Ma'adim is what Rabbi Yehuda said. And how long is that? The Amarim said 3/4 of a mil. Mitzad Sheni, Taisus asks in Shabbos, that Rabbi Yehuda himself said in Psachim, that from Shkias HaChama until Tzeis HaKechavim is 4 mil. Not 3/4 of a mil, 4 mil. Way longer than he said it is in Shabbos. How do we understand L'chara this theorem? That's what it says. The Gemara in Psachim says, Daftadi Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kama Mahalech Adam Beinoni Biyoim. How long does a person walk on an average day? An average day, says the Rishonim, means Yimei Nisan, Yimei Tishrei. That's an average day. How long can a person walk? Yud Parsois. 10 Parsois, which is 40 mil. From Aleis HaShachar until Netzachama is 4 mil. And from Shkias HaChama to Tzeis HaKechavim is 4 mil. Now, is that part of the 40 mil? Or is that in addition to the 40 mil? Not clear in the Gemara. That's the source of the Shmaitza. Two members that we have. One member says that Ben Hashmashis is 3/4 of a mil. And one member says that Ben Hashmashis, or from Shkias HaChama until Tzeis HaKechavim, which L'chor is Ben Hashmashis, is 4 mil. How do we reconcile this theorem? Says Taisvis in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Hei Amar Aleph, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. There's two Shkias. There's the first Shkia, which is called Tchilat Shkia, or we call Shkia Rishena, when the sun dips down underneath the horizon. And we don't see it anymore. That's what we, in the vernacular, call Shkia, and that's what Taisa says, it's called, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shkia Rishena. Then, 3 and a quarter mil later, is the end of Shkia, what we call Shkia Shnia. That's when Ben Hashmashis starts, says Rabbeinu Tam. Ben Hashmashis does not start, says Rabbeinu Tam, when the sun goes down. You have another 3 and a quarter mil, until the end of Shkia. So Shkia is very long. It's not that Ben Hashmashis is very long. Shkia starts when the sun goes down and continues. It's the Shkia's Chama. It's sunset. Sunset is in a second? No, it's not a second. It's a process. It's a process that starts from the time that the sun goes down and continues for the length that it takes a person to walk 3 and a quarter mil. After that, after the 3 and a quarter mil, is the end of Shkia's Chama. And then starts Ben Hashmashis for 3/4 of a mil. So they're both true. It's 4 mil from the beginning of Shkias HaChama till the Tzeis HaKechavim. And it's 3/4 of a mil from the end of Shkias HaChama till Tzeis HaKechavim. That's how Rabbeinu Tam understands the serial. This is how Roiv Rishenim go, including the Ramban, and the Rajbo, and the Ra'o, and the Ritvo, and the Ran, and the Goyis Maimini. Rav Rishenim go like this Rabbeinu Tam. I think I once saw a pamphlet somebody put out, 172 Shitas Rishenim and Achrenim that all go like Rabbeinu Tam. That's how Rabbeinu Tam goes. Now, practically, how long is a mil? So we can figure out how much is 3/4 of a mil, how much is 4 mil, how long in time is a mil? That's the second Gemara that we have over here. The Gemara says in Psachim that a person walks 40 mil in a day. Now, a day means an average day. An average day means in Nisan and Tishrei, where the day and the night are equal. And if you look at that, that's the case in at least in Eretz Yisrael, that in the middle of Tishrei, middle of Nisan, that in a Hanami, the day and the night are exactly the same, 12 hours. They're both 12 hours, which means the day is 720 minutes, and the night is 720 minutes. 12 hours is 720 minutes. Now, it would come out. Now, there's one thing which is not clear here. These 12 hours that we say that a person is able to walk 40 mil, when are the 12 hours? Is it from Alois HaShachar till Tesek Erchavim? Or is it from Netzach Hama till Shkiyas HaChamo? Which one is that? So, and that's going to change the length of how much a mil is. The first shita is the Trumas HaDeshen. The Trumas HaDeshen in Simin Kuf Chav Gimel and Kuf Samach Zayin, even though it's maybe not 100% mefurish, this is the way that the Gaon learns it. There's a Haggadah there also that seems to explain learn this way. He says that we count it from Alois HaShachar until Tzeis Kechavim. That's the top picture over here. From Alois till Tzeis Kechavim is 12 hours, which is 720 minutes. Now, 40 mil, that means a person can walk 40 mil from Alois HaShachar until Tzeis Kechavim. And it takes him how long? 12 hours, 720 minutes. 720 minutes divided by 40, which is 40 mil, comes out to be 18 minutes. That means every mil takes 18 minutes to walk. According to this, 18 times 40 mil is 720. 720 minutes is the length of a day. That's how it would come out according to the Trumas HaDeshen. The Goin in Simin Tof Nun Tes says that it's connected the Metzias to say that in Nisan and in Tishrei there's 12 hours from Alois HaShachar to Tzeis Kechavim. Absolutely not. It's like 16 hours. It's way more than 12 hours. Between 14 and 16 hours. It's 12 hours is between, go look outside. 12 hours is between Netzach Hama and Shkiyas HaChamo. So in a Hanami, you're right that a person walks 40 mil in one day, but not 40 mil from Alois HaShachar to Tzeis Kechavim. Rather, 40 mil from Netzach Hama to Shkiyas HaChamo. At the end of the day, the Cheshbon is going to come out the same. He learns that the 12 hours are not from Alois till Tzeis. He learns the 12 hours are from Netz till Shkiyah. And Netz till Shkiyah, that's how we have in the picture on the bottom, the second picture, in the middle. Netz till Shkiyah is 12 hours, which is 720 minutes. That means, and that person is able to walk 40 mil in those 12 hours. Once again, it comes out that every mil is 18 minutes. Kumtais, the difference between the Trumas HaDeshen and the Goin is not in the length of a mil. The whole difference is, how do we count the 12 hours? Is it 12 hours from Alois till Tzeis Kechavim? Or is it 12 hours from Netz till Shkiyah? Says the Goin, it's connected to Metzias to say that it's 12 hours from Alois to Tzeis. Zichr is from Alois, from Netz to Shkiyah, that's 12 hours. According to both of them, it would come out that it's 18 minutes. It's 18 minutes every mil is 18 minutes. Says the Goin, so what is the 4 mil before from Alois till Netz and from Shkiyah till Tzeis? That's an additional 4 mil. A person can walk, when we said that a person walks 40 mil, that means from Netz till Shkiyah. But if he starts walking early from Alois HaShachar, he can walk another 4 mil from Alois till Netz HaChamo. And he can work another 4 mil from Shkiyas HaChamo until Tzeis Kechavim. Sach HaKol, he can walk 48 mil in a day. That's how it would come out according to the way. Now, Rashi in Psachim, on Daf Tzadi Dalet, Amud Aleph, he says that a mil, his cheshbon is that a mil is 22 and a half minutes. How does it come out that way? He holds that it's 40. His cheshbon is that a person is able to walk 40 mil, but 40 mil is, and 40 mil, I'm sorry, is from Alois till Tzeis, but he counts from Alois till Tzeis, he takes out from Alois till Tzeis is 4 mil, and from Shkiyah till Tzeis is another 4 mil. So a person could walk from Tzeis till Shkiyah, how many mil can he walk? Like the top says, 32 mil. And he learns that the 12 hours go from Netz till Shkiyah. So he learns, like the top picture of the Trumas HaDeshen, that from Alois till Tzeis is 40 mil, which comes out that from Nate to Shkia, a person can walk 32 mil. That means in 12 hours, a person walks 32 mil. If you have 12 hours, which is 720 minutes, and you can only walk 32 mil, not 40 mil, if a person can walk 40 mil in 12 hours, every mil is 18 minutes. But if a person can only walk 32 mil, because 40 hours is from Alois till Tseis, and the 12 hours is only from Nates till Shkia, so it comes out that there's only 32 hours in those 12 hours that he's walking, that means that 12 hours, which is 720 minutes, did I lose by them yet? I'm sorry, we're not really using the entire whatchamacallit. His cheshbon is that the 40 goes from Alois till Tseis. That is the 40. What? But a person that walks, when does he walk? The cheshbon. The Gemara says that a person walks 40 mil, and the 40 mil is from Alois till Tseis. But the Gemara says that there's four of those mil take place from Alois till Nates. And another four of those 40 mil take place from Shkia Sachama till Tseis Gachavim. So you're right that 40 mil is from Alois till Tseis, but eight of those mil are from Alois till Nates and from Shkia till Tseis. So that means from Nates Sachama till Shkia Sachama, which is 12 hours, because we know Bimetiz it's 12 hours, like the Gain said, in those 12 hours, a person is only walking 32 mil, not 40 mil. He's going like the Gain, that a person walks, that the 12 hours is from Nates till Shkia. However, from Nates till Shkia is only 32 mil. It's not 40 mil. The Melin 720 divided by 32 equals 22 and a half. That means every mil is 22 and a half minutes. Which is where 90 comes from, by the way. Those that wait 90 minutes after on Matzah Shabbos, because since from Shkia Sachama till Tseis Gechavim is 4 mil, and every mil is 22 and a half minutes, 4 times 22 and a half is 90. That's where it comes from. There's another Shita very similar to the Rashi, and that's the Rambam. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayim says that how long is a mil? Says the Rambam, a mil is shnei chumshei shah mishoyis ha'ashvoya, 2/5 of an hour. How much is 2/5 of an hour? A tenth of an hour is 6 minutes. A fifth of an hour is 12 minutes. 2/5 of an hour is 24 minutes. The Rambam holds that every mil is 24 minutes. How did he get the 24 minutes? There's a sheet in the Gemara that holds Ula, which Papashas Gemara shlugged up, but there's a shooting Gemara that holds that it's not 4 mil from Nates, from Alois till Nates. Rather, it's 5 mil from Alois to Nates. And it's not 4 mil from Shkia till Tseis, it's 5 mil from Shkia till Tseis. That would mean that if you walk 40 mil from Alois till Tseis Gachavim, 5 of them are taken up at the beginning before Nates, and 5 are taken up at the end after Shkia. You're only left with 30 mil in the time of the 12 hours from Nates till Shkia. It would come out that if a person has 720 minutes, he only walks 30 mil, how much does it come out to be? 720 minutes divided by 30? 24? Comes out to 24. Those are the three shitas that we have in how long a mil is. Is a mil 18 minutes? Is a mil 22 and a half minutes? Is a mil 24 minutes? According to this, is also going to be how long Ben Hashmashis is. Because Ben Hashmashis is 3/4 of a mil. So if you hold that a mil is 18 minutes, 3/4 of a mil is 13 and a half minutes. If you hold Ben Hashmashis is 22.5 minutes, then every mil is 16.9 minutes. And if you hold that a mil is 24 minutes, then 3/4 of a mil is 18 minutes. That's why Kimat, nobody will do Malacha before 18 minutes, even 20 minutes, Matzah Shabbos, 18 minutes. After Matzah Shabbos, most minyanim don't daven before 18 minutes, even during the week. If you're not davening right away, those that are waiting for afterwards, let me rephrase that. Those that are waiting for after for nacht are generally not waiting till less than 18 minutes. The But Batsim from 13 and a half minutes would already be considered finished mashas if you hold any meals 18 minutes. Lalach lemaisa, the Ramah Paskin, the Mechaber Ramah Paskin, that it's 18 minutes. They go like the first shita, then a meal is 18 minutes. Accordingly, if that's the case, it would come out that from, if there's 4 mil, if we paskin that there is 4 mil from Alaysa Shachar till Netzachama, then there's, and every mil is 18 minutes, then there's 72 minutes from Alaysa Shachar till Netzachama. Likewise, from Shkiyas Achama till Tezik Echavim is 4 mil, that's also 72 minutes from Shkiyas Achama till Tezik Echavim. That's where it came from, 72. This is where Rabbeinu Tam is 72, because Tezik Chavim is only after 4 mil. When does Bein HaShemashe start? For 13 and a half minutes before that. 3/4 of a mil before that is Bein HaShemashe. So that means, after the sun goes down, according to Rabbeinu Tam, after the sun goes down, it's still daytime. For another 3 1/4 mil. How many minutes is that? 3 mil is 54 minutes. Another 1/4 mil is another 4.5 minutes. So from sundown, for another 58 and a half minutes, it's still daytime. It's mutter lechatchila, according to Rabbeinu Tam, on Friday afternoon, after sunset, for another half an hour, 40 minutes, 50 plus minutes, to still do malacha d'oraisa. That's how it comes out, according to him. Mitzad sheni, Yom Hatzis Shabbos, somebody that does malacha 45 minutes after shkia, is chayv tzkila, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Still daytime. That's how it comes out, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So what halachic nafkamina does sundown have? The fact that Nate starts when the Shkiyas Achama, the sun goes down. What shaykhus does it have for any halachic purpose? The answer is it doesn't really. The only thing that is, that's brought down the halacha, the Mechaber brings down the halacha in the Reish Tamach Aleph, is that during this time, a person can be moisif mechol ala kodesh. You could be mekabel Shabbos early from this time on. It's shaykh already after sunset. This is already time you can be moisif mechol ala kodesh. Hazdei zok the Mechaber. That is Shita Rabbeinu Tam. Now, just one other thing that we just have to clarify, and that is 72 minutes is when it's Nisan and Tishrei. That's because that's a normal day. What happens when the day is not 720 minutes? When the 12 hours are not 720 minutes? During the winter, the day is much, much shorter. It's only about 600 minutes. Every hour is 50 minutes. There's only the 12 hours of the day from sunrise to sunset. Let's say it's 6:30 till 4:30. That's 10 hours. Right? That's about what it was this morning. This morning is about 6:30 till 4:30, give or take. It's really a little bit less, a little bit more. About, that's 10 hours. The entire day is 10 hours. 10 hours is only 600 minutes. So every hour is 50 minutes, not 60 minutes. L'chura, according to that, it would come out that how do we change the day, l'chura, according to the sunset and sunrise and sunset, according to the day. So there are those that say, the Ramah seems to go, and he says that every day we work Shoyiz Manios, we switch the day into 12 hours, and according to that, we compare it to the day of Nisan and Tishrei. For example, just make it simple. If in Nisan and Tishrei, every hour is 60 minutes, and from Alois HaShachar until Netzachama is an hour and a fifth, 60 minutes plus another 12 minutes, 72 minutes, is an hour and a fifth, then also on a shorter day, where the day is only 600 minutes, so every hour is 50 minutes, we also say that from Alois Donates is going to be an hour and a fifth. How much is an hour and a fifth? If every hour is 50 minutes, then an hour and a fifth is 60 minutes. That would mean Alois HaShachar would be 60 minutes during the winter, as opposed to 72 minutes in the on a regular day. What's that?
Unless
it's
going with the truest depth, that it's part of the night, then it should be longer.
Why is that?
If the day only has 10 hours and the night has 14.
The night, it takes longer for the day to start in the winter than it does in the summer. Mamela and a Hanami, it's only going to be, Alayis is going to be only 60 minutes before Neit as opposed to 72 minutes because it takes longer for the day to start. And this opposite is going to be true in the summer. If you have a much longer day, then Neit Zacham, Alayis Shach is going to be longer than 72 minutes beforehand. That's how it's going to come out. There's another way to be Mechashben, and that is the way that the Goyin does it. He says, see how many degrees the sun is below the horizon during Nisan and Tishrei. That's when Alayis is, when it's that light outside, 16.1 degrees underneath the horizon. That's how much it is. Then, I'm not going to go into the whole cheshbon of how it is. I will lose everybody, but including myself. In Nisan and Tishrei, the sun is positioned at 72 minutes before Alayis. The sun is positioned 16.1 degrees below the horizon, and it gives off that amount of light. So the entire year, when the sun hits that spot, that's when it's going to be considered Alayis HaShachar. That makes the most sense. It's not a different time, it's not a different amount of light every single day. Every single day it's going to be the same amount of light. So there's two ways to cheshbon Alayis HaShachar, according to switch it for the rest of the days. Does it switch according to the Shoyz Manios? You always work it out proportionally. In the summer it's 72 minutes. On Nisan it's 72 minutes. In the winter it's 60 minutes. And in the summer it's 84 minutes. Or do you say no, we go work with degrees. It's a certain amount of degrees. The sun is positioned a certain amount of degrees. There's 360 degrees around the circle. Every hour goes 15 degrees. We're not getting to a reset. When the sun is 16.1 degrees below, it really should be, then that's a certain amount of light. That's the amount of light of every single day. That is Shita, that's how the going goes. Now, the last thing that will... The second Shita is the Shita of the Goyin. And this is also the Shita of the Goyin and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. They said, like we said, they're Chorlik on Rabbeinu Tam, and they say that Shkia is from when the sun, Shkia Sachama, we had a steer in the Gemara. Is Ben Ashmashes 3/4 of a mil or is it 4 mil? Says the Goyin, Ben Ashmashes is 3/4 of a mil. It's from the time that the sun goes down, that's when sunset, that's when Ben Ashmashes starts. And it continues for 3/4 of a mil. So that means after 13 and a half minutes, because the mil is 18 minutes, 3/4 is 13 and a half minutes, after 13 and a half minutes is considered nighttime. According to the Goyin, it's considered nighttime after 13 and a half minutes. Because that's Ben Ashmashes. The Gemara says that it's 4 mil between Shkia Sachama and Seis Akoy Chavim. That says, there are a bunch of different answers for that. One of the answers that's given is that, I think the Goyin actually says that, the Goyin himself says that it's Yitzias Kol HaKeichavim. When it says Yitzias HaKeichavim, it doesn't mean nighttime is when there's 3 stars that come out. When all the stars come out, that's 72 minutes. What halachic nafkamina does it have? Not exactly clear. Yitzias Kol HaKeichavim is at 72 minutes. However, nighttime is after 13 and a half minutes. As they zakh the Goyin, because Shkia Sachama is when the sun goes down, then is Ben Ashmash is for 3/4 of a mil, which is 13 and a half minutes, and after that is Seis Kechavim. Kumta is according to the Goyin. If a person does Malacha a half an hour after Shkion Erev Shabbos, Skila, it's already Shabbos. Mashen Ken Amate Shabbos, he's allowed to do Malacha Lechatchila a half an hour afterwards. So, doesn't Bepashas now. Maybe yes, maybe no. That's a good question. I'm not getting into that. Now, this sheet is brought down by Maharam al-Shakar in his tshuva. He lived at the time of the Beis Yosef. He brings down the shita b'shem the Goyinim. Rav Shvira Goyin, Rav Hai Goyin, and Rav Nissim Goyin. Lemaisa. According to this, it comes out that Shkia Sachama is really the beginning of Ben Ashmashis. And Memela, certainly on Erev Shabbos, that is how the Olam is noeg, not to do Malacha after Shkia Sachama, because it's a shash, it's a safik daraisa, safik skila. It seems in Eretz Yisrael that the Olam, the Litvish Olam, let me say, was Makabel, Nato, and Sfaradim also go with the Goyin, that we do not like the Rabbeinu Tam, not waiting 72, some people wait 72 for Malacha daraisas, but the Etzem, we go with the Goyin, not 13 and a half minutes for whatever reason, that we're not going to get into for now. How does this pan out, Lamaisa? According to, says the Goyim, if we cheshbin out the day, the 12 hours of the day are cheshbin out from Netzachama to Shkia Tachama. So when we're going to switch the day, according to the summer and the winter, and the hours are going to get longer or shorter, all the hours of Shoyis Manias are always going to be from Netzachama until Shkia Tachama. Because we see that the Gemara was cheshbinning out the 12 hours from Netz to Shkia. Because that's the Metzias. The Metzias Lefanenu is in the Nisan and in Tishrei. The 12 hours go from Netz to Shkia. That's what it is, 12 hours. Memela, if that is the time that the hours are 60 minutes, and it goes from Netz to Shkia, so obviously when the day gets a little bit longer, or the day gets a little bit shorter, all the 12 hours of Shoyis Manius that we're going to make every hour a little bit longer, every hour a little bit shorter, that's going to be also from Netz Achama to Shkia Achama. Memela, the Goyin understands that the Inin Kriyashma, the halacha is that we count the 3 hours from Netz Achama until and 3 hours after that. According to the Magen Avraham, the day starts, like the Trumas Hadeshin says, from Alois HaShachar and goes till Tisku Chavim. Memela, the 3 hours, that's the 12 hours, like the Trumas Hadeshin says. Memela, the 12 hours always go and fluctuate between the smaller and longer, but between Alois and Tais. Memela, the 3 hours start from Alois. Masha Enkin, according to the Goyin, the 3 hours start from Netz Achama, and they continue afterwards until Ad Gimel Shoyis, when even the Malachim are up.